الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله أعوذ بالله من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم The pride of mankind The intercessor of the sinners Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم Has indeed mentioned, has indeed said But the person who sends durood and salawat and salutations upon me 50 times daily will have the opportunity of shaking hands with me on the day of Qiyamah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again through the rahmah, through the blessings and through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, we are entering into yet another episode of the silsila Faizani Qur'an, or the excellences of the Holy Qur'an, the virtues of the Holy Qur'an. And alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, today we would be entering into one of the most important aspect of this silsila in this episode that we are about to embark on. And the name of today's episode is the importance of learning the Holy Quran. Importance of drinking from this well, which is the main stream of our deen, the main stream of the deen Islam, which is the only accepted deen in the court and in the barakah of Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, before we begin with our discussion, it is of importance, it is of utmost importance that we make a sincere intention, a solid intention, that inshallah azza wa jal, we would avail ourselves, we would sit, listen from the beginning up to the end, and inshallah azza wa jal, we would be able to benefit, and inshallah azza wa jal, this would be the means of gaining maximum rahmah, would be the means of gaining rahmah and the barakah and the blessings from Allah Almighty. Dear respected Malani channel viewers, from us, who is the best person? You know, some of the answers would be that the best person is the person that has, you know, accumulated so much of wealth. The best person is that person who is never hungry. The best person is that person who has so much of respect based on the materialistic things of this particular world. But if we shift our focuses towards Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, towards the statements of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and amazingly, the answer that Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gives us The answer that our Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam grants us, as far as the best person is concerned, our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in Hadith Mubarakah, that خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ, that the best of you is that person who learns the Holy Quran, who studies the Holy Quran and teaches it to the others. Allahu Akbar Kabira. In this Hadith Mubarakah, we understand that as far as this Hadith Mubarakah is concerned, as far as the Holy Quran is concerned, the best person in the eyes of society and community, the best person in the eyes of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best person in the court and the barakah of Allah Azza wa Jal is that person who learns the Holy Quran and teaches it to the others. In other words, the best person is that person who accumulates and learns the Holy Quran, which is the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, and spreading the message of Tawheed, message of Allah, message of the Muwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to his friends, to his surroundings, and to the whole entire globe. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So according to this Hadith Mubarakah, this is the best person, or this are the best person in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, and in the sight of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Almighty grant us the chance and this golden opportunity of educating ourselves, learning the Holy Quran and teaching it to the others. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alas, if only this ummah could attach itself to the Quran, to the sunnah of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then definitely everything in this particular world would begin to make sense, and we would then begin to understand the importance of our maqsad, the importance of achieving and gaining our goal, which is the success in this world as well as in the akhirat. The qawl and the saying of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and this is also the sayings of various other companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali Murtada radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that jami'u al-ilmi fi al-Qur'an, that every branch of knowledge, every angle of knowledge, every aspect of knowledge is in the Qur'an. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Every knowledge is found in the Qur'an. Every branch of knowledge is indeed found in the Qur'an. Allahu Akbar. Then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu carries on, and he says that the finding of all this knowledge which is found or gained in the Qur'an, for us to come to all these branches which is gained in the whole Qur'an, it depends only on how hard we work to achieve. It depends only on our sincerity towards this Kitabullah, towards this beautiful book that has been revealed by Allah Azza wa Jal. And therefore, if ever we are not able to come to the discovery of whatever we want to discover as far as the Quran is concerned, we should never ever blame the whole Quran, because that is indeed found in the Quran. But the only people to be blamed is ourselves, because we never dived deeper and deeper into this ocean of knowledge in order to abstract and in order to gain that which we needed to gain from the whole Quran. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in order to show us the importance of learning the Quran and showing us the status of a person who has acquired the Quran, who has learned the Quran, who has dived in this ocean of the Quran. Sayyidina Ali makes a very beautiful statement. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that for me to give the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha, for me to write and give the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha, it would require 70 camels loaded with books. Allahu Akbar. Just to give the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha, look at the amount of ilm and the amount of knowledge found in Surah Al-Fatiha. And this would, inshaAllah, encourage us towards learning the Quran, towards attaching ourselves with the ulama and the mashayikhs of this particular ummah, so that we can learn more of the Quran, we can learn more of the sunnah of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali al-Murtadha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that for me to write the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha would require me the load of 70 camels loaded with books. Allahu Akbar Kabira. If this is the amount of education, if this is the amount of ilm that a person can acquire by Surah Al-Fatiha, then imagine the education that a person would acquire if he learns the Quran, if he learns Surah Al-Baqarah, if he learns Surah Ali Imran, if he learns the whole entire Quran. What amount of knowledge this person would have? And obviously we know that he would not have as much knowledge as Sayyidina Ali Murtadha radiallahu ta'ala anhu or any of the companions had. But for him to be able to realize his maqsad in this world, imagine how much of knowledge he would have and how much of knowledge he would be able to distribute to those who are in need of the ilm of the Quran, to those who are in need and thirsty of this education which is found in the Quran. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us from amongst those that would benefit from every harf. May He make us from amongst those who would benefit from every letter and from every surah and from the whole entire Quran. Ameen, thumma ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, look at the shan, look at the ilm of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as far as Surah Al-Fatiha is concerned. And if this is the shan and the waqam of the ilm of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the devotee of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, imagine what would be the maqam, what would be the shan in the maqam of the status, the knowledge of our Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How fortunate are we that alhamdulillah thumma alhamdulillah, we are from the ummah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jal make us His true devotees and may He make us His true servants. I mean, you know, we would be amazed as to find out how some of the companions would travel from, you know, far and wide just to go and seek one particular hadith, just to go and seek the education of deen, just to go for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal to understand one verse of the Holy Quran. Who would be amazed? They would travel, and at that time, you know, their means of traveling was not like the means of our traveling today. You know, today we are traveling with planes and we got cars and, you know, every other means of transportation available in our midst. But back then, the means of traveling was very, very difficult. Back then, where the Sahaba Ikram would travel for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allahu Akbar Kabira, you would be amazed, you would be shocked. But because they understood the status and the importance of one single verse of the Quran, they would not mind and they would go out in order to seek the knowledge of that particular verse of the Quran, because they understood the faizan of one particular hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would travel in order to get themselves educated with one single hadith mubarakah of our Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, da'wat-e Islami has provided such means of educating the masses across the globe. And alhamdulillah, Amir-e Ahl Sunnah, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant him long life, full of barakah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant him many, many more years, so that we can be able to benefit so much from Amir-e Ahl Sunnah. And what Amir-e Ahl Sunnah has implemented, alhamdulillah, is that the Madani channel offers for all those people that probably cannot find time during the day, others that cannot find time during the night because of work and because of other responsibilities that are given to them, the Madani channel has granted them this opportunity that at any given time they can learn their deen, they can learn their Islamic education online. Allahu Akbar. At any given time, you go into the website of Da'wat-e Islami. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability of using every resource that we have, which would gain us dignity, which would gain us prosperity in this world as well as in the hereafter. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.